Hey, welcome back. So I was reading through some recent cardiology literature this week, and I came across this really interesting paper from JACC, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, that's got me thinking about how we might be missing early warning signs for heart failure in plain sight. The headline? Turns out, the fat around your heart on a routine CT scan might be telling us something pretty important about your future risk. Sounds a little counterintuitive, right? But stick with me here. This is genuinely compelling stuff. Okay, so let's set the stage. Heart failure is still one of the leading causes of hospitalization and mortality in developed countries. The problem is, by the time we catch it, a lot of damage has already happened. And here's the thing. Most of the patients who end up with heart failure don't look particularly sick beforehand. They're asymptomatic. So clinically, we're always chasing this gap. How do we identify people at risk before they actually develop symptoms? Now, a lot of patients get cardiac CT scans for other reasons, to look at their coronary arteries, to evaluate chest pain, that kind of thing. And those scans show all kinds of anatomical detail. But here's what researchers from this recent study asked. What if we could extract more information from those images than we're currently using? Specifically, what if we looked at the epicardial fat, that's the fat layer that sits right on the heart itself, and applied some radiomic analysis to it? For those not familiar, radiomics is basically this process of pulling quantitative features out of medical imaging that the human eye might miss. We're talking about texture patterns, spatial relationships, density variations, the kind of detailed computational analysis that can reveal underlying biological processes. So here's what they found, and it's pretty robust. They developed what they call a fat radiomic profile for heart failure, FRPHF, and this signature showed really strong discrimination ability. In their internal validation, they got a C statistic of 0.869. In external validation, 0.850. For those keeping score at home, that's excellent discrimination. We're talking nearly 87 to 85% accuracy here. But the risk gradient is what really caught my attention. For every 25 percentile increase in this radiomic score, patients had nearly 4 times higher adjusted risk of developing heart failure. That's a hazard ratio of about 3.9 in the internal cohort, 3.79 externally. And when they looked at the extreme groups, people in the highest decile versus the lowest decile, the highest risk folks had about 20 times higher risk. 20 times. That's a massive signal. What's particularly interesting is that when they added this radiomic score to conventional risk models, you know, the stuff we already use, like ejection fraction and other clinical variables, it actually improved prediction substantially. We're talking about an additional 0.047 increase in the AUC for 5-year discrimination and a net reclassification improvement of 0.39. Decision curve analysis showed clinical benefit too. And here's the specificity part that I found really elegant. This epicardial fat signature was specific for heart failure. It didn't just predict myocardial infarction with equal vigor. It was actually selective for HF risk. That suggests it's capturing something about myocardial biology and remodeling, not just vascular pathology. Plus, the associations held up across different demographic groups, different severities of coronary disease, and across the whole ejection fraction spectrum. Both reduced ejection fraction and preserved ejection fraction phenotypes. Look, what makes this paper compelling to me is the practical angle. These are routine CT scans that people are already getting. We're not talking about a new test, new radiation, new cost. We're talking about extracting smarter information from images we're already taking. The automation aspect also matters. This isn't something that requires a cardiologist's eyeball. It's computational, which means it scales. The authors are pretty clear about the implications. This could be a tool for early risk detection in asymptomatic patients, potentially opening the door to precision prevention strategies. And there's the possibility that as we develop more therapies targeting adipose tissue biology, a tool like this could help us identify who really needs those interventions. Is it going to change practice tomorrow? Probably not. We need to see some prospective validation, maybe some integration into existing workflows. But as a proof of concept, this is solid work that points toward a pretty rational idea. Sometimes the most useful diagnostic information is hidden in the details we're already collecting.